Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. Going to be talking about a character reveal from Mandalorian Chapter 13, so if you're not about that life, you might want to dip away for about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Starting in 3, 2, 1, Ahsoka freaking Tano was on this week's episode of Mandalorian. The fan favorite character appeared in live action for the first time. For those who are longtime Star Wars fans but have only seen live action versions of Star Wars, meaning they've never seen the cartoons or anything, the only time they would have even heard Ahsoka would have been in Rise of Skywalker when she was one of the voices telling Rey to rise up. But the reality is, for those who have watched the cartoons like Clone Wars and Rebels, Ahsoka is a beloved character and the longtime Padawan of none other than Anakin Skywalker. But she's one of the greatest female Jedi to ever exist, and so it was so nice to see her in the flesh. The reality is, though, to a lot of people, she just became real when she actually appeared in physical form on The Mandalorian. You know, some people just think about the animated series and things like that and think, well, they're not real characters until they show up in the flesh. And, you know, I don't agree with that. That's not my philosophy or my mind. But to some people, things aren't real until you actually put flesh to them, until you put action to them. And the reality is, that may not be true for Ahsoka, but that really is true for us and how we live out our faith. In 1 John 3:18, we see this. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. When we actually put real flesh and action to what we believe, people consider it more real. Ahsoka has had more screen time as a voice-acted animated character than Darth Vader has on any platform. Yet to some people, she wasn't real till Rosario Dawson stepped out of the shadows. For some people, our faith will never be real until we actually put action to it. And that's what the gospel calls us to do. Not just be believers and Christians in word, but in action. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Road Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about what Faith and Fandom does, head over to facebook.com/faithandfandom, where you can learn more about our podcasts, Comic-Con ministry, memes, and our book series that has 7 volumes out with more on the way. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.